Recording in progress.
Welcome to the Josephine County Rural Planning Commission. Please stand and join me and salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The meeting of the Josephine County Rural Planning Commission will be conducted according to the Josephine County Land Use Hearing Rules as they apply to legislative actions. A summary was follows. The planning staff will identify and explain the laws and procedures governing this action. If you believe any of the laws or procedures cited are not identified, followed, or correctly applied, you must raise the issue to the chair for a ruling. Clearly raising a legal or procedural issue in order to be understood by the commission and participants will prevent a later appeal of this action. All participants are free to express their views about whether the proposed legislation is good policy or appropriate use of county resources. Any person who participates in this hearing may receive mailed notice of the Planning Commission's final decision by requesting the notice in writing. If the decision is appealed to the Board of Commissioners, or if the Board of Commissioners initiates its own review, anyone who participated in this hearing and provides a mailing address will receive notice of the board's hearing. Participants are obliged to know and follow the rules and procedures. The planning staff present has a copy of the rules. The first item on the agenda is 4.1, Josephine County Rural Planning Commission to review proposed text amendments should voters elect to allow psilocybin product manufacturing and or psilocybin service centers. Update Chapter 19.11 definitions, Chapter 19.61 rural residential zones, Chapter 19.65 forest commercial and woodlot resource zone, Chapter 19.92 home occupation, and Chapter 19.101A community residential zone. Does anyone object to the jurisdiction of the commission to hear this matter?
The objection I have is not necessarily the text or applying the text. It's the cart before the horse, because it's not a law. It doesn't exist yet. It's going to be voted on in 2 weeks, and I think that it's a bad precedent to set because it leaves an open door to propose all types of changes to zoning without any substantial, you know what, I don't know what I'm trying, I know what I'm trying to say, but anyway, I think that it would be more appropriate to hear this at this meeting level, public meeting level, after it's voted on. I have no problem with a discussion about it. I have a problem with making amendments to it or proposing any kind of motion on the text that's offered. So that's my point. Thank you.
May I speak, Chair?
Yeah, but let me clarify just a you don't object to the commission to hear the matter, you object to the matter coming before the commission before the vote.
Yes.
Okay, I needed to clarify that. Okay, Teresa, you have something to say?
I was struggling with the same thing as the other commissioner was. I spoke with staff, and I just want to let you know you're not alone on that.
Okay. I don't see any conflict at this point, unless staff sees one. Nope. So, Rural Land Development Code sets time limits. Since there's nobody in the audience, and I don't see a whole lot on Zoom, we will not worry about that. The laws and procedures applicable to this legislative item shall be presented by the planning staff as part of the staff report. Please, County Legal, give us the report.
Allison Smith, Assistant Legal Counsel for Josephine County. I'm here today to talk about text amendments to the RLDC related to regulation of psilocybin businesses. So just a little bit of brief background. The Board of County Commissioners has referred two ordinances to the ballot proposing to prohibit psilocybin businesses in the county. The board has determined that if voters decide to allow psilocybin businesses, it's in the best interest of the citizens of the county to regulate these businesses. So to be clear, these text amendments would only go into effect if voters decide to allow psilocybin businesses in the county. If psilocybin businesses are not allowed in the county, if they're all prohibited, then these text amendments would not go into effect. The proposed text amendments would change a few sections of the RLDC, including 19.11 definitions, 19.61 rural residential zones, 19.65 forest commercial and woodlot resource zones, 19.92 home occupations, and 19.101A community residential zone. The Planning Commission review for these proposed text amendments is to make a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners rather than a final decision. The Planning Commission shall make final decisions to a comp plan amendment unless the amendment involves a goal exception or farm or forest land. In this case, it does involve forest land, so the Planning Commission must make a recommendation rather than a final decision on these proposed text amendments. As far as the board's review authority, the board must implement the amendments to the comp plan through an ordinance, and the action to adopt an ordinance cannot be appealed at the local level. All right, getting into the substance of the actual text amendments, section 19.11 would be amended to include definitions for psilocybin, psilocybin product manufacturer, psilocybin product manufacturing, and psilocybin service center. These definitions closely reflect what is found in the state law. And then also the definition for retreat center within the RLDC would be amended to clarify that retreat centers do not include psilocybin service centers. Chapter 19.61, rural residential zones, would be amended to clarify that psilocybin product manufacturing and psilocybin service centers are prohibited uses within rural residential zones. Additionally, Chapter 19.65 would be amended to clarify that psilocybin product manufacturers and psilocybin service centers would be prohibited uses within forest zones. Chapter 19.92, home occupations. The proposed text amendments would add to the list of prohibited home occupations both psilocybin service centers and psilocybin product manufacturing. In addition, Chapter 19.101A, community residential zone, would be amended to clarify that psilocybin product manufacturing and service centers are prohibited within the community residential zone. The recommendation of planning is that the Planning Commission recommends approval of the proposed text amendments to the Board of County Commissioners. And with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Okay, just for clarification, this didn't come to us from the public at large. This came from the Board of County Commissioners. They sent it to us for a specific public hearing on this. So I want to state that I get your question and I understand that, but also the board's who we work for. So they've asked us to hold a public hearing and have this discussion, so we're going to do so. Is there any questions for Allison? Teresa?
On every one of these zones, if the voters vote to allow, which in this county I don't see it happening, but if the voters vote to allow, where is it not prohibited?
I have a list for you.
Because the voters and the state have spoken. And I just don't think that we should, just say they don't matter.
So psilocybin product manufacturers would be allowed to operate in farm zones, so both exclusive farm and farm resource, limited development zone and serpentine zones. And service centers would be allowed to operate in commercial zones as well as in the community Community Light Industrial Zone.
And those are the only zones that it will be allowed after the state voters allowed it everywhere?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Nope. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
We will bring it back to the Planning Commission. Justin, let's start with you tonight.
This is all pretty straightforward. I mean, the commissioners ask us to look into this, and it's something that other communities are doing around the state as well, just kind of preparing for ballots. So I don't have an issue with this. I think that staff did a good job of putting this together and presenting it.
Jeff?
As I stated, I have absolutely no objection to the text. I think it's going to be necessary if it passes. I actually spoke with one of the commissioners today about it, and I've known him for a long time. He said, just speak your mind, Jeff. That's what he said to me, so that's what I'm doing. So the bottom line is I'm not 100% sure about how I feel about the subject. And as a voter here in this county, I want to see the results of the ballot. That's really where I'm at with it. I want to see how the rest of the county is going to react to this particular legislation that's either going to be approved or not approved, and have not made up my mind personally. So that's the point of reference that I'm coming from, and that's why I have stated my case. But other than that, I think it's absolutely appropriate. It's well written. I looked through all of it, and as we spoke last week about why the intent of it, I think it's a wonderful thing to get ahead of the game. Well, I've already stated why I feel the way I feel. I'm done. Thank you.
Teresa?
I agree with Jeff. I think that we're, again, putting the cart before the horse. And staff did a great job. It's put together very well. They have no problem with this. I just don't think that... I think that we're looking at... It could be looked at like we're trying to get rid of the voters, what the voters have voted for. So I think that it should be voted on after the November election.
Okay, and I agree more with Justin. Having gone through the marijuana, most of you weren't here for that, that was a pretty wild thing, but you don't want that in your backyard.
I do have a question. Is there a precedent from the marijuana for doing this? And then the other thing that came to mind is timing on this. I mean, does this have to be done? So based on what the ballot does and the commissioner's timeline to get this, so if this is approved by the voters?
No.
So as far as the marijuana precedent, we have run into issues in the past about implementing regulations, particularly zoning limitations, and then having to allow non-conforming use in certain zones. So then that was sort of we had to allow the people that were already doing it to continue doing it. So that would be a problem with implementing regulations after licenses start being issued at the beginning of January for psilocybin businesses. So really the board, their goal was to get these regulations into effect as soon as possible to avoid that issue.
For you guys that weren't there, the guys were growing in 5-acre residential areas, growing, you know, a couple hundred pots and plants, and, you know, that's a nasty smell when you're in a residential.
Based on timing with this body and then county commissioners, they potentially don't have enough time to bring this to us and then have this in place. So you could have people, if it's approved by the voters, you could have people doing this in places that are, you know, possibly not appropriate in residential zones. And then,
correct. And it's a bigger problem down the road than it would be to do it now.
Okay.
Commissioners will have time. Look at it. It's personal.
So, and I agree with legal, you know, trying to stop somebody after they're already doing it in their house becomes a conflict issue. And if you're a neighbor and that's in your neighborhood and you got all these people pulling up, you know, odd hours and 30, 40 cars a day, do you want that in your neighborhood? And I don't. So that's my feeling.
I'd like to ask what the time frame is after the application for the licensing pending the approval of the measure. Once they come to planning, how many days, weeks, or what is the time frame for approving the licensing to grow?
So the license is actually regulated by the state, so the Oregon Health Authority issues licenses, not the county. But the county does have to submit or provide land use approval, so a potential licensee would have to submit a LUX form to planning that would then need to be provided to the Oregon Health Authority before a license would be issued.
And all of this will happen after January 1st when this goes into effect, if it is passed in our county.
So on the state level, ballot measure 109 has already passed in 2020, which allows psilocybin statewide. However, there's a provision in the state law that allows counties to opt out by referring an ordinance to the ballot. And that's what's on the ballot, is a potential prohibition to opt out of the state law or licensing within our local jurisdiction.
So when is the soonest time that the law could be implemented locally if we don't prohibit it?
So licenses will start being issued by the state on January 2nd. The time, place, and manner regulations on our current timeline really could not go into effect until mid-March because of the 90-day delay on implementing ordinances. Does that answer your question?
Well, not it does partially. The last question I'll have is, does the planning department have the authority to regulate to some degree regardless because of the existing codes?
I don't really think that there is anything in the existing code that could regulate psilocybin businesses. I mean, the code is currently silent on psilocybin businesses. They're not mentioned at all in the code. So it would be difficult to regulate them without putting some sort of provisions in the code.
Thank you.
So again, this is a request from the BCC to send us to have this hearing and have this discussion. Then it goes to the board and they'll make the decision one way or the other. And again, what I saw and what went through with the marijuana stuff and trying to regulate after the fact was, and evidently still is, a nightmare. So my thoughts is that the regulation is written well and it should be passed. The will of the voters.
Yeah.
That's in the application, so that doesn't change. Somebody want to make a motion? Justin?
And this is a recommendation to the commissioners. Okay, so
we're just forwarding it to the Board of County Commissioners with our recommendation.
Yes, I move that we recommend the proposed changes for psilocybin product manufacturing and psilocybin service centers, and update chapter 1911, 1961, 1965, and chapter 1992, and chapter 19101A.
Okay, we have a motion. I'll second it if I can. So the two in the middle got to make a decision, and do we have a roll call? Is Melissa on? Okay. Justin?
Yes.
Jeff?
I'm going to say yes.
Teresa?
No.
And I will say yes. 3-1, the motion will pass to refer the recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners. And again, the commissioners will have another hearing, so it'll all be up front and there. Alrighty. Item 4.2, RPC bylaws.
All right. So it's my understanding that the Planning Commission requested to change the number of members from 7 to 5.
We requested to update the bylaws.
Yes. Okay.
Not necessarily change the number.
Yes. So, but is that correct that you're wanting to change the number of members from 7 to 5?
That was not a specific request.
Okay.
Know that I have an issue with it, but.
Okay. So yeah, the process for amending the bylaws would require a board order. The board has sole authority to amend the bylaws. So we would need to discuss the specific changes to be made to the bylaws, make those amendments, present them to the board, and the board would approve them through a board order.
Well, the specific changes I have and have requested, excuse me, page 1, item 2 says our meetings are on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Since we haven't been on a Thursday in the 20 whatever years I've been here, that should be a change. And I don't know what specifically needs to say Monday, just keep it from being changed again, but shall meet weekly, however that term wishes to be. And then it also says what anyone can call a meeting with a one-day advance notice. And I don't think that's a reasonable, that needs changed. And then item A, which I've put up to what started this whole thing, is because item 8 on our bylaws says a simple majority. Mm-hmm. And we kind of had a back and forth with legal, and I don't know that that's been settled, but I think simple majority should be the definitive wording for whether you have a quorum or not. And we also have a discrepancy I'd like their opinion on the... I'm not sure I have that in front of me readily, but I didn't think about bringing that. On the, whether the PC or the chair rules on keeping the record open or a continuation. It's always been the chair, but in the last statement I've read, it said PC. So I just want a clarification, whatever that's going to be, that we get that accurate. Anyone else have any? Other than that, they're pretty short and sweet, which is nice. It just, we have some discrepancies. I don't care if we go from 7 to 5, since we seem to have a real problem getting volunteers to fill this position. But let's correct the terms to simple majority, so as long as we have a majority, we can have a meeting. Okay. That's my end goal.
If there is a desire at any point to change the number of members, we can do that through a board order. Historically, that's happened many times with the Planning Commission. State law allows 5, 7, or 9 members. So we can do that at any point by board order. In the previous occasions when the number of members has been changed, there was no amendment to the bylaws to change that. But I would recommend including some language in the bylaws that's a little more flexible, that doesn't state a specific number.
Absolutely, I agree with that. I know when I got on here, we had 7 and we had 2 alternates, and we always had an alternate here at the meeting. And now we're having a struggle getting 4 people to show up or 5 people. So it's just a tougher environment right now. We understand coming out of COVID and all that crap, but you know, we got to be able to do our job properly and within the boundaries that we have. And I want to make sure those... T's are crossed and I's are dotted. Mm-hmm. Anyone have anything else on the bylaws? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate that, Allison. Matters from the Planning Commission? James, is there anything?
I have a little bit for the director's report. So this is the last land use hearing we're going to have until through the end of the year. The next one I have is a subdivision for January 9th, 2023. And we'll also do elections during that meeting as well for the new year. And that's all I have.
Anything, have anyone have anything for the planning department? Putting all January 9th in their phones. They're not playing on their phones, so
yep.
People know that. Just logging it up so they don't forget. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
No. You're still going to be here.
Yeah, I'm coming back end of January, 1st of February, and then I go to Hawaii for 10 days, and then I'll be back after that.
Okay. Which is still on.
Mic off. Okay. You're allowed to say anything.